The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Save big money at Menards and stock up on your favorite Procter & Gamble products. We carry quality products from brands you can trust, like Dawn, Tide, Bounty, and more. Keep your home clean and stocked with essentials like paper towels, toilet paper, dish soap, and more. Save big money on Procter & Gamble products now through February 8th. Plus, check out our weekly flyer for other great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
It's that time on the radio where we listen to Bill Blevins from Blevins Franks. How are you today, Bill? I'm quite well.
Me too, Hal. Thanks. I'm fine. I'm glad to hear you're well too.
Right. Now, sometimes we come back to this from time to time because it's very important for people who haven't made their investments yet, and that is choosing a financial advisor. Yeah. We talk always about tax planning, estate planning, pensions and investments, and also the importance of taking personalised advice. So is it fair to say your first financial planning decision should be the one, well, really, which advisor do you choose?
Yeah, I think it is vital. Look, how do you know that the people you're talking to, I mean, people would never get caught out by a fraud if they thought the man was a fraudster in the first place. But what you have to do is do your homework on who you're likely to want to act on your behalf. You're going to be entrusting them with your hard-earned money, taken years to build it up. You don't want to lose it overnight, as it were. But, you know, it's also important to look at the quality of the business that you're likely to talk to look at their regulatory status, to look at the length of time they've been working and perhaps even living in the same area as you, so that they're familiar with local issues. You know, there are lots of reasons why people take financial advice. I mean, to choose a suitable investment, to, you know, get a better level of income, to lower their tax, to optimise the benefit from their pension fund, to create an effective estate plan so that, you know, you pass your wealth on to the family instead of the tax man. But, you know, most of us are looking for long-term financial security and a peace of mind that goes with it. And I think that most people really don't understand in the first place that the choice of the advisor is possibly the most important financial decision they need to make, especially if you're trusting them, as I say, with recommendations for your wealth and the assets you've built up over your working life. I mean, whether you're looking for an advisor to provide a long-term wealth management solution, or you're buying a one-off investment, or you're in particular whether you're transferring pension funds, it's important to take the time out to check their credentials. If they're regulated, go to the national regulator, look them up on the index to see if they're regulated, see if any actions taken against them. You need to do your homework as you would with any other asset that you buy. If you buy a motor car, you spend your time talking to the dealer about the kind of car you should have and going through all the terms and conditions of the vehicle. You should do the same with your financial assets when you're looking for advice.
Yeah. So let's look, Bill, at some of the elements that people need to consider when choosing an advisor. Many British expats will have a UK advisor who they've been dealing with for some time. They're quite happy with that. But what are the advantages of finding a locally based advisor now that they're not living in the UK?
Ooh, I've been in lots of trouble about my answer to this question many times because I've been confronted with the same question often by clients who've said, look, I've been dealing with, you know, this firm of accountants or that firm of investment advisors or these people who've given me advice over the last 25 years. We're almost friends, you know, we share social time together and they'd like to carry on advising me when I, you know, while I'm living in Europe as a British expatriate. And my answer to that is, look, if you were a Frenchman or a Spaniard, and you were relocating to the UK with your wealth for whatever reason, would you continue really to take UK tax planning advice from a Spanish domicile, Spanish resident investment advisor who may never have been to the UK in his entire life? Because the benefit and the success of what you invest in is a composite of a lot of different things. The investment asset itself, the tax planning aspect in relation to that asset, the estate planning. You know, estate planning is so different between the UK and the continental Europe. The way in which income tax and capital gains tax is charged is significantly different in continental Europe to the UK. And the answer is, with the best will in the world, and the UK advisors, nothing wrong with them, of course, but can they keep up to date with the changes in taxation in continental Europe? Can they, do they understand that now you've become, in a sense, an individual living in a foreign country? Do they understand the kind of opportunities that then present themselves to you, which are favourable living in continental Europe, which might not be commonly used or favourable in the UK? And lots of individuals who have taken what appears at surface level to be very good advice from the UK advisors, only to find that they haven't had the best that they could have had, and they've had to make changes and had to change their advisor rather later than they perhaps should have done. So I think it is important. I mean, we obviously would recommend using a wealth management firm which has got, you know, pretty solid background, who have been advising individuals like you. So, you know, a firm highly experienced in advising UK nationals who live in continental Europe, ideally with the advisors based in the locations in which the clients live. They'll have a much deeper understanding of the expatriate financial planning that you'll need, and they can offer you tried and tested solutions. Whereas often if you're using your old advisors from the UK, whilst they are definitely going to try and do their best, I'm not trying to criticise them, they will be operating at a much lower level of experience and probably expertise than a business like Blevins Ranks, which has been operating in the country in which you live for the last 35 or 40 years.
Yeah. And what about size, Bill? Does size of the advisory firm make a difference?
Yeah, I think it does. I think it has some merits. You know, we live in a complex world. There are constant changes in the tax legislation, the way the financial markets operate. It must be challenging for smaller firms with limited resources to provide the necessary infrastructure to carry out adequate research and analysis to give clients, if you like, a full holistic source of advice. And by holistic, I mean bringing together all the various assets of wealth that you might have aggregated in your life, pensions, savings, insurance, your estate planning, to bring it all together to make a cohesive and holistic result. I mean, the focus within Blevins Franks is to take, if you like, a helicopter view, an overall picture of the client and their situation, rather than just looking at one thing at a time. You know, making a change in one area of financial planning is simply to deal with one part of the jigsaw. You can either put one part in and it's not complete, or take one part out and it still isn't complete. It's vital that all of the advisors within Blevins Franks, who are all qualified, are also highly trained and experienced, and they are also supported by skilled teams of specialists, all of them committed to meet the needs of the clients. I mean, in Spain alone, we've got a team of over 30 people with over 20 advisors. In France, we have probably got somewhere around 25, 30 people as well, 16 advisors. And all of them are regulated, most of them regulated by the Financial Conduct Authority of the UK, and some of them regulated in France by the local French regulator.
So then, Bill, with what you've been saying, should, when people are trying to choose a financial advisor, ask them how many specialists that they have in-house?
Well, I think that's right. I think, you know, your affairs as an individual are bound to be complex, despite what you might think, if we're to get the best out of the planning that we are going to apply to your assets. So, you know, experience is one thing, but whilst it's vital, it needs to be combined with qualifications and the highest level of professional standards in finance, in investment, in pensions, estate planning and taxation. They're all technical subjects which require a deep degree of technical a specialist understanding, what you really want to know is, does your advisory firm have professionals with officially recognised qualifications and who continue to take regular training? Continuing professional training is vitally important. You know, if you want security and peace of mind, choose an advisory firm which abides by national and international regulations and is regulated by a reputable regulatory authority. You know, when it comes to investing, you need to check that both your advisor and the investment managers they're using are properly regulated.
Yeah. And as you've been saying, Blevins Franks has been around for a long time. Do you think that's important, that you've got that longevity and you've been advising expatriates for decades?
Yeah, you know, we're not the only advisor, Blevins Franks, not the only advisor. The only available advisors in continental Europe, but you know, at Blevins Franks, we have been advising UK nationals who have expatriated to Spain, France, and the other countries around continental Europe for over 40 years. You know, we've had advisors living in Spain since 1988. A number of the advisors that we have living in Spain have been with us between 15 and 30 years, and in France we've got advisors who've been with us for over 20 years. That experience is irreplaceable. Not only does their experience count, but through their experience you get expertise as well from them, who are, they're all qualified, all regulated, but they've also got a deep team of technical and tax specialists sitting behind them assisting with the more complex areas when it's necessary. I mean, I think that longevity isn't all, but it certainly should provide peace of mind, not only that there is experience, but and that they're likely to be around for a long time. But, you know, your advisors need to outlive you in a sense, and therefore you need to be sure that what you've got is a decent business that's going to continue into the future looking after your affairs.
And for listeners in Spain, Bill, do you recommend that people ask their advisor what financial planning qualifications they personally have?
Yeah, I think you should. I think it's important. You know, sometimes people come to these meetings and they're rather dumbstruck and don't ask the right sort of questions, interrogating the person you're going to be working with for maybe the next 15 or 20 or 25 years in terms of wealth management is a prior requirement to you having peace of mind. If you were buying, as I say, a new car, you'd kick the tyre several times and look at all the various aspects of it and ask all the testing questions of the car salesman before you part with your money. There's no reason why you shouldn't ask the testing questions of the advisor that you're looking to employ. The aim at Blevins Franks is to provide the best possible holistic financial advice and to provide an ongoing service to our clients so that you can have peace of mind and enjoy a well-deserved retirement. Blevins Franks Financial Management is regulated by the Financial Conduct Authority in the UK, which we believe gives our clients peace of mind, as many of our clients are familiar with the UK regulator, and of course they transact their regulatory role in the English language. The Spanish office, which is an official formal branch of Blevins Franks Financial Management, that carries out any insurance and pensions fund mediation, negotiation and advisory activities under the supervision of the Dirección General de Seguros y Fondos de Pensiones. Now, nice Spanish, isn't that clever, but they are the Spanish regulator for those purposes. And additionally, where we carry out investment activities, those activities are supervised by the Comisión Nacional del Mercado de Valores, CNM, the famous CNMV, and they're a very effective regulator. So we're regulated in all different directions depending on where our service is provided. The Financial Conduct Authority, above all else, set out professional standards for financial advisors, and that ranges from, you know, statements of professional standing to, as I mentioned earlier, providing continuous professional development. All of our advisors adhere to those strict standards, and the individual names of advisors who are based in Spain can be verified by new clients on the Financial Conduct Authority register. It's easy to find. But, you know, it's fairly straightforward to make sure that you've got a properly regulated advisor. But what you want to know is how can he combine the peace of mind and security you've got with the level of experience and expertise that he can bring to overlay all of that security, so that you're getting not only protection and peace of mind and the security of your capital, you're also getting decent returns over time. Regulation is important, vital, necessary, legally required, but on top of all of that, you need to be getting experience and expertise in the investment areas that and tax planning areas that cover your affairs.
We couldn't have a conversation about this subject, Bill, without mentioning risk. Many people are particularly concerned about the level of risk they'll take on when it comes to investing their savings. So what should your advisor do to manage this risk for you?
I think initially what your advisor's got to do is to understand, I'm sorry to keep using the same expression, in an holistic way, all the assets that you have, and then to discuss with you the type of investments that the advisor at Blevins Franks believes may be most appropriate to your circumstances once you have discussed with the advisor your short, medium and your long-term objectives. Now, you don't have to agree with all of that, but the advisor will be giving you impartial advice and it's worth listening to. And if you don't agree with it, you must explain that you don't so that they can make adjustments accordingly. But the whole purpose of our meeting with a new client is to try and establish the circumstances, the financial circumstances of the client, and to ensure that we clearly understand the levels of investment risk that the client may wish or not wish to take. And we have devised some very smart, in one particular area, some scientific tests to try and establish with a client exactly what their risk profile might be. That isn't to say that the client needs to accept it, but we make a judgment based upon the information the client gives us, and then the client can advise us whether he wants to go ahead with that particular arrangement. And of course, the levels of risk will be explained to the client so that they know exactly what they're entering into, because we want to work in partnership with the client. There's no point in giving client advice if they then lay awake at night worrying about whether the advice was sound because the risk is too great. We need to fine-tune whatever we do to meet the client's own acceptance of investment risk in conjunction with the likely levels of return they're aiming to achieve.
Yeah, you talk about the holistic thing. I suppose really it's a conversation, isn't it, between you and the client. And perhaps you might suggest to the client something that they not expect, but there is a possibility maybe 10, 15 years hence where one party is alone and considers returning to the UK, things like this that perhaps they're not aware of at the moment.
I wouldn't describe it. It is a conversation and it's carried out in a conversational sense. Of course, the advisors, as I said earlier, are experienced and they're expert at drawing out of a client meeting things that the client may not even be aware of themselves, opportunities the client hasn't even considered, aspects of taxation that haven't even occurred to the client. The risk, for example, of the widow of a client or the widower of a client returning to the UK in later life or having to go back because of ill health or other family reasons. All of those are within the experience belt that we have around us and which we bring to bear. If you've been giving advice to British expatriates for 40 odd years, you haven't necessarily come across everything, but there's pretty limited things that we might discover as we go through. We're always learning, but we've covered and seen most things before. So we bring that to bear in our understanding of what we're trying to do so that we can discuss and enter into a long-term personal partnership almost with the client in ensuring that they get exactly what it is they're looking for in terms of investment advice and tax planning in concert.
And I suppose, Bill, the best way to get in touch with you is the website at www.blevinsfranks.com. What's on there exactly?
Oh, there's a huge raft of information. It's developed over the years into a fairly substantial site with lots of information. There's a section about Spain. You can buy a book about living in Spain. You can contact the offices through the website. You can attend our seminars when they're on through the website. The website's got masses of information. There are articles written for the financial and international press on there. These radio recordings go on there for a short period of time, most of the time. So there's a lot of information there. It's a very good place to start if you are looking for a financial advisor, because you may get a lot of the answers that you want about the quality of the business of Blevins Franks just by going and interrogating the website before you make direct contact.
Good idea. We'll chat again at the same time next week in Spain. Thank you very much, Bill.
Sure. Have a good week, Howard. Take care.